Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This evening, as we gather for this longest night mass, we gather on one of the final days of our Advent season. And Advent, of course, is a season that calls us to joyful expectation, to a waiting for the coming of Christ. And behind that is the notion that we're longing for something. Longing for something. Something that seems empty. And that God, in our celebration of this season, is the one on whom we wait to fill that experience of longing. It struck me as I was preparing for tonight that this is, in some ways, one of our most Advent of the Advent Masses that we gather for during this season. We come here to acknowledge that there are things that we long for, things that we struggle with, things that we suffer with. Whether that be the sense of mourning and loss, whether that be just a weight that we seem to carry, whether that be transition, whether that just be our experience of suffering in whatever way. And we come here in this place, I think, to encounter and to touch and to acknowledge that sense of loss, that sense of fatigue, that sense of weight. And to acknowledge that in some ways, as we carry that there's a longing in our hearts for something more. And so we just come here simply to place that before God, to place all those various feelings that we have, and to acknowledge that the experience of sorrow is something that all of us, all human people, carry. There's a restlessness in our heart. A mourning, a loss, a brokenness for every one of us. And here in this place, in this sacred place, we come to lay that before God. I think there's a temptation, certainly in our culture, but in our lives, to kind of move from one to the other. Throughout Advent, we hear the call to joy, and we hear the call to hope, and that, of course, is going to fill our Christmas readings too. The sense of joy and hope and expectation. And I think sometimes we can hear those words as something that's contrary to what it is that we feel in our lives. Our culture can be that way. Everything is right now very focused on the consumer, and it's very sparkling and very joyful, and that can hit us in a way that doesn't always seem consistent with who we are. But I think if we really take time to listen to the readings of this year, we see that I think our scripture acknowledges and holds us in that place of tension between the experience of loss and expectation and the call to joy and gladness. Our first reading today is a rare reading. It comes from the Song of Psalms. We only hear it a couple times in the course of the entire liturgical year, and we hear it occasionally at weddings. And it's a song of discovery between two lovers. And this sense of joy and this sense of expectation, a very earthy encounter. And yet within that is the sense of loss that stands behind it. The lover says to the beloved, "Winter has passed." The sense of brokenness and loss and death is behind us. There's an alternative reading for today from Zephaniah, which shouts out, "Rejoice, O daughter Zion." And yet those words are written in one of the most negative books in the Bible with regards to proclamation. It's a book that calls the people to conversion because of the coming of the experience of exile. And those words are spoken to a people whose hearts are broken. And then suddenly the book changes and speaks these words of hope and these words of joy. Our gospel reading has this remarkable encounter between two women, women who have known suffering, long suffering. And suddenly Elizabeth wakes up with a sense of joy. How can this be that the mother of my Lord would come to me? Because from the moment your words reach my ear, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And of course, the Christmas story reminds us, that that experience of joy and thanksgiving at birth and in life doesn't find its conclusion there either. Both those women will know brokenness. Both those women will know a sword that will pierce them. And yet here in this moment is the place where joy and suffering come together. And I think it's important for us to sit in that. Both are mysteries. Suffering and joy are mysteries. And we should never, I think our scripture reminds us, become so sorrowful and so focused on our experience of loss that we lose the ability to hear the song of joy and lose the hope of gladness. And at the same time, our experience of gladness and joy should never become something that is a call that allows us to just ignore the experience of sorrow in our life or in the lives of others. And we will know rhythms of sorrow and suffering, rhythms of joy and thanksgiving. And both of them are holy. And I think ultimately what our scripture brings to us in this season, both the season of Advent and the season of Christmas, is a reminder that in both of those, God is there. God is there. And in the end, through all those cycles of laughter and of suffering, that it is God's presence and God's love that will remain until the day that He wipes away every tear and calls us to the gladness and thanksgiving of simply being present to Him. The words of joy and the words of invitation to hope is the knowledge that in all things, in our experience of loss, in our experience of suffering, but also in those moments of gladness, that in all things, God is present. God holds us. God loves us. He is here. He is Emmanuel. That's our Christian faith. And we're called to live in that sense of confidence in God that allows us to feel without fear the depths of our sorrow, but also to rejoice in great gladness at the goodness that's around us. The last thing I think I want to say is that within all of that, the experience of finding joy and comfort and life in our readings comes from an encounter between two women who in one another see the face of God and the fulfillment of God's promise, between two lovers who in their encounter know the depth and the goodness of God. My brothers and sisters, it's in the ways that we walk with each other that here in this place and in all places, we come to see God and see God who touches us in our loss, but also in gift. Amen.